This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I love it. I don't love that it's Joe Wechter's last show, but I'm happy for him to ride off into the sunset. Unless he pulls a Diddy and unretires.
Woo!
You never know. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. We got a lot to get to this final segment, so I'm going to move fast. The question: is the NCAA tournament the best annual sporting event? John, most people say no. Now, a third of people say yes, so it's still a pretty good showing. 33% say it's the best annual sporting event. Huh. 67% say it is not. This was the poll I was most interested in because it assesses the fall of the tournament. Not fall is too strong. The decline of the tournament as perceived by people with this question. Are you excited for this NCAA tournament? 47% gave it a flat-out no. That's not good for college basketball.
We got no teams locally. That's
hurting us. Part of it. 20, 30 years ago, this would have been a very different poll. Yes, a lot excited, 20%. Yes, somewhat excited, 33%. But certainly people have spoken with 47% saying not at all. Speaking of...
Are you somewhat?
I'm somewhat.
Yeah, me too.
I'm somewhat. All right, speaking of speaking, we haven't heard from her yet today. She's a great friend of Joe Wechter and a longtime colleague. Miss Ava Graham, good morning, Ava.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Mrs. Ava Graham, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I mean, Mrs. Ava Graham. I'm actually a Matt.
Or Mrs.
Now.
Bill. Mrs. Bill
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah, so this whole thing hits me much differently than I think it hits most people, and that's because I've known Joe since I was 8 years old.
Wow.
And honestly, the whole previous morning show, Angelo, Rhea, I mean, Rhea would go to my basketball games. I would call into the morning show when I was real young because I was coachable, so that, you know, Angelo always liked that. I could call in and because they worked with my dad, Big Daddy Graham,
yeah,
all those years. That's why I have the connection that I do to Joe and the entire station, of course. So 10 years ago, when Joe and I actually started working together, we quickly became a well-oiled machine behind the scenes, yeah, for the morning
definitely
show. And that is everything to do with Joe. Joe taught me so much. And the first lesson, I'll never forget. I'm in the studio.
You should be good.
I just gotten hired. I'm doing the question of the day and all this. But, you know, I do my three little 15-second segments, and I'd go sit down. And Angelo asked for something on air. And Joe goes, "You got that?" And I was like, "Got what?" And he was like, "So this is the thing.
We're in uh-oh territory.
If you're going to work on the show,
yeah,
you got to listen to the show. Like, you got to be a part of the show." And right then it clicked to me. We're all in. You know, you got it is a team. It is when it's live, like the type of show that we do, it's quick. You got to be on your game. And that first lesson was like, if do you want to do this, then you better pay attention. All right, you better get that done. I mean, Joe showed me things digitally, like, you know, on the computers and stuff, because I had to learn fast. I had media in high school, and that was about it. But Joe would show me how to create audio, how he was pulling stuff left and right, and that all had to do with Joe and his leadership behind the scenes, which everyone has spoken to.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Ava, I'm a little disappointed in you right now.
Why?
Where are the tears?
Yeah, really.
Where are the tears, Ava?
So
anybody was going to cry today, I had you as the leader of the clubhouse.
I need to get some of this out before. Or, you know, like where it's like actual legitimate, because I can't speak.
Because Angela's not going to, Angela, you're not going to cry, right?
No, I'm probably not going to cry, but I feel nothing but admiration. I'm going to cry when Rhea leaves.
Okay.
Saving it. He's
but that might be 10
Ava,
or 15 years.
I need you to well off quick.
Yeah, so listen to me. He handled a lot of situations for me. When I started on their show, on Angelo's show, you know, I worked for Angelo.
Yep.
My dad never seemed to get that. He'd be like texting me, pull me aside, I need you to help me with this.
What?
And he would call. When I wouldn't answer a text, he would call into the show. And Wechter would answer the phone and go, yo, Big Daddy, she's working.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta cut the cord here. She's gotta get some stuff done. And he's just been there for me for my entire career and most of my life, which is just a crazy thing to say in itself. And I think about him talking about the Super Bowl and that being the greatest moment, because being with all of you guys that morning was so incredible. It was, I was coming off 1 hour sleep. I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to go into the show. Yeah. And Bill looked at me and said, you're going to be on the WIP morning show the day after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And I was like, you know what? Don't care if I partied on Broad Street all night. I'm getting in there. Yeah. And it was a really special moment. So I'm glad that you said that.
But now it's over. And it'll never happen again, Ava.
Yes.
Do you realize that?
You guys all want me to start sobbing. And I'm already holding some tears back. So, you know, let me get through this, all right?
Now, this is really...
This is where
you gotta let it out, Ava.
So this is where I might get a little teary, just because I also know Joe outside of work.
Yep.
And he is a fun dude, man. He is just a great time. I know that I will see Joe Wechter in Wildwood this summer. I mean, I've become involved with his family, like Denise Wechter, his beautiful wife out there. Also a great time. Great person. You know, they met at Sea Isle at the OD. That is the most romantic love story that I've ever heard. And, I went to Zachary and Grace's musicals. I went to their plays.
Yeah.
There's a bottle of wine out there. Ava Grace and Joe and Denise would always laugh. She might be like you know, maybe on the boozier side. And, you know, and I call that fun. You know, just fun. And, the Wechters are still going to be a part of my life.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
definitely.
You're not going anywhere. In the human I'm going to kill all of you. You deserve to have the best summer of Joe. I want you frolicking around the streets, not worrying about a thing, having a great time, because no one has worked harder than Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter, man, naps rarely. Like, this guy is just the man. And I'm beyond thankful that this job brought us together.
I love you.
Well said.
I love you. I love you.
Nice
and my
job. There
my family
there
loves the Wechters. And, you know, I think
good
my
job,
dad.
Good job, baby.
Yeah.
Ava, you're awesome.
Yeah, so
your
I
dad
just,
would be so proud.
I am proud. I am so thankful for the lessons that you and Angelo and Rhea and Al, sometimes Jonesy, never taught me. Because now I'm an assistant brand manager of the station that I absolutely adore and love and want to see be successful. But none of that, where I am today, would not be possible without all of you. So thank you.
So well said. Ava Graham. Love it.
Yeah.
All right, Times Yours dedicated to Wechter coming up in 1 minute. The caller's final Times Yours with Wechter here. You'll hear that in 1 minute's time. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you, what a wild time to be a Philly sports fan. It's wild in here right now. And obviously, we got some teams up. We got some teams down. We always hope all of our teams are a winner. Let me tell you, squad, we know every year is a winner. Angelo knew it. I know it. And it's a great squad at MHS Lift. You know, they lead the way in the forklift industry. Andy and Brett Levin leading the way, both locally and nationally, the great squad at MHS Lift, an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs, from forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization. MHS Lift, they do it all. And they always put you, the customer, first. With over 100 service technicians on call, MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment runs smooth, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. MHS Lift has a simple mission: to provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operation moving forward. If you are ready to elevate your business, and I certainly think you should be, well, call MHS Lift and call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also start with their website, mhslift.com. Get yourself to mhslift.com.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours. All right, Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Tributes, let's roll with Time's Yours.
Hi, this is Ann Clark. I'm Joey Wechter's eighth grade teacher. I cannot believe that little Joey Wechter is retiring. Love from Mrs. Clark to all the Wechters.
Wow. Joe, is that a shock for you?
Yes. I she was one of my favorite teachers. I can't believe she still calls in.
That's great. Listener.
Thank you.
Joseph A. Wechter, Jr., this is one of your favorite former intern and studio assistant extraordinaire, William Little Scully. It was an honor working with you, Angelo, Alvary, and JoeCoughlin.com for the couple of years I was with you guys. I loved when you would whisper into my ear on what to say. And I loved torturing you and Angelo. Best of luck. The time is now yours, Wechter.
So true. It is your time, Joe. I mean, in 15 minutes.
Summer of Joe, man.
Summer of Joe.
I love it.
I'm looking forward.
Congratulations to the legendary Joe Wechter on an amazing 38-year WIP career, making montages that many fans have enjoyed for so many years.
No question about it.
Hey, this is Ron A. I'm just calling in. Long-time listener, first time calling in. Congratulating Joseph A. Wechter on a great career. Enjoy your retirement. I grew up with him till he was about six. I'll always remember his grandmom giving us those big boxes of Good and Plenty. Joey, enjoy yourself. Time is definitely yours.
Joe.
Wow.
You remember that?
Good and Plenty boxes?
I remember Good and Plenty. Yeah, nice. Sure. That's...
Joe, this is like the Guy Smiley, this is your life thing.
Yeah,
remember
good
that?
The fruities are better.
Yes.
And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
That was awesome.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, now, Angela, I know you said you have a story you wanted to share. Please do.
I know you're tight here. I just want to mention that I got my friend Kenny from the 3030 here. And I just
said, Kenny, come back one second.
So here's, Kenny, come back. Here's basically what happened. So this one of the Joe Wechter stories that tell you how unflappable he is.
Yep.
Because he was as unbelievable.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably great under pressure. So we're on a flight over to Clearwater. That was his greatest trip every year. He loved it. Loved it. Loved it. He loved to just hang out at the Tiki Bar and get drinks from Pam. And we would, so we're on the flight, and I had a good agent, and he got me first class. Mm. And Joe is back at coach, and there was a ruckus about a third of the way through the flight. There was a ruckus. They said somebody is down on the floor in coach, and it was Joe. Yeah. No. And I know it was dehydration, whatever. Joe was out for about, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute. They had a doctor came there and administered to him, and they went, he needs more room. We need to get him a spot up in first class. So I had to,
You should see.
I gave up my seat. But as I saw, Joe was like gray. He didn't look good at all. All right, and
this
I'm going.
A serious health
I
emergency.
I can't handle an emergency. First thing I thought of: where's Kenny? Because Kenny did all. He was not an employee at WIP, but he may as well have been. You were there for all emergencies, right, Kenny?
I was the go-to guy.
He was the go-to guy. In fact, he did so well, we ended up getting him a kitty later on. But that's another story. So, they take Joe out and a gurney. Yeah. They have to wait for the when the plane lands. They take him out. They have a guy who's examining his vitals right at the airport in Tampa. And then they take him to the hospital. And he's in the hospital overnight for observation. Now it's the next morning. And he's got a, and I'm going, Kenny, what do we do? We're on the air. And he goes, I'll take care of it. I'll get him back. Don't worry about anything. And Kenny's taking care of it. The next time, Joe checks out. About noon that day, Joe? About noon that day.
Yes.
I go, well, hopefully, you know, he lay low, feel better. An hour later, he's at the tiki bar.
With the Fanatic.
Kidding? With the Fanatic and the drinks.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Tossing back baseball bats.
It was dehydration, was it? What was it?
Yeah, that was with a bad fever and cold. Yeah, I had a, you know.
Bad fever, not that bad a fever. You were still guzzling at the tiki bar.
That was the next day.
Unbelievable.
There's lots of water in that beer.
Yeah, light beer.
Light beer. Joe, is this emotional for you today hearing all this?
Of course. Yeah, it has been, you know, to hear all the. Everybody, you know, talking about me and making me a center of attention is pretty overwhelming for me.
You deserve it.
Behind the scenes, or that's where I lived, and now I realize how easy this job is on this side.
Yes! Tell him.
So true.
Wow.
So true.
Taking shots.
Tell him, Joe.
Taking shots.
All right, let's welcome in here on Joe's final day. We've got his family walking in right now. Joe's beautiful wife, and of course, you know, it's wonderful to have them here. We also have our market manager, David Yagaroff. We have our brand manager. I still call him the program director, but apparently the newfangled term is brand manager.
It's fine.
Mr. Rod Lakin, and David and Rod, I know. You know, a couple of things we determined earlier today. We know Joe's been and is still currently the longest tenured WIP employee, the only one. That goes back to the days prior to WIP being a sports station. Yep. And we stumbled in a couple, about an hour ago, to the fact that we are pretty much certain Joe is the longest tenured sports radio employee in America.
Wow.
Which is astounding, and he's deserving of all the accolades we're giving him and more today.
Yeah, agree. Great job this morning, guys.
Yeah, real quick, too, because, you know, Joe described being behind the scenes, and, you know, we talked about him being the rock for the morning show, and, you know, he never really talked on the air. But Joe's not a quiet guy. I remember when I first got out here, my desk is, you know, pretty close to the studio, and I would hear like all this yelling and laughing and screaming, and I'm like, did we not shut the door? But it was Joe. It was Joe Wechter. And it was good for me because it was like a focus group. It was like every day I would come in, I know when things were going well, I know when they weren't going well. I knew exactly what was going to happen when I went out to the meeting that day because Joe was the one, he was the muse. He was perfect.
We left our emotions on our sleeves. We really... That show was always about just leaving it all out there.
But he was always a professional, too.
Oh, yeah.
One other quick story. When they would go to the Borgata on Fridays, Joe, you know, as a producer, your shows, you know, on remote, it's tough. You know, you don't have the nonverbal, you know, things can go wrong. And he was fired up one day. And finally, I'm like, all right.
One day?
Yeah. I'm like, no, like, especially so. And I'm like, all right, fine. I know like yelling is like the coin of the realm around here, but I'm going to go in. I'm going to figure out what's going on. And I go in and I expect him just to be hot. And I'm like, hey, Joe, what's going on? And it was something like the phones weren't working or Angelo didn't play a cut the way he thought he should. Sorry. Yeah.
That was not it.
But he was so like, even it was like a light switch went off. He was just like so professional and even keeled. And I just respected that so much about him. And just real quick, you know, for, you know, to be in this business and in the media, you know, it's a tough business. It's competitive at this level. It's hard to do it for 10 years. I mean, that's a great run. To do it for 20 years is completely amazing. To do it for 38 years, Joe, I mean, that's a Hall of Fame career.
Thanks. Well, since you brought up Hall of Fame, Rod, it's my pleasure to announce that we are going to put Joe in the Hall of Fame alongside Angelo Cataldi, Tom Brookshire, Glenn Macnow, and Joe Wechter. Yeah, congratulations, Joe. You deserve to be an icon.
I really appreciate it. I mean, I love every moment being here. I mean, I never felt like I had worked a day in my life, to be honest with you, because I loved this station. I loved coming in here. That's how you get up at 2:40. If you want to tell you the secret, you got to love where you're going to go. That's how you get out of bed at 2:40 every morning for 30-some years.
Well, thanks for all of it. I mean, your imprint on this radio station, and as they said, sports radio as a whole is immeasurable. Thank you so much.
Yes. WIP Hall of Fame for Joseph Anthony Wechter Jr.
Congratulations, Joe.
That's so good.
Thank you,
all right,
guys.
I want to go around the room here in our final moments. And I want to start with Rhea, who, you know, in addition to Angelo, has known Joe the longest.
Yep.
Rhea, the floor is yours.
Oh, I don't know, James, how many times this morning have I cried?
Oh, my goodness, I know.
It's tough. You know, he's been my friend since the moment I walked in here. So I always love coming in here at 3:30 in the morning and sitting having coffee with him. So I'm going to have to drive to his house.
There you go.
You're always welcome. I love you.
We'll just take tomorrow off and go down to Clearwater and hang with him for spring training the next couple of days.
That's not a bad idea.
I love Wechter going right to vacation. Yeah. That is great. All right. Seltzer, Joe Wechter.
How do I follow that? You know, I just feel grateful and lucky to have gotten to work with Joe, to have gotten to be around Joe. You said before he's the longest tenured sports radio person. I think he is unequivocally the best sports radio producer that has ever lived in the history of sports radio. He is the GOAT, the number one. And I feel super lucky to have gotten the time I got with him.
All right, Al Morgani, Joe Wechter's final minutes, your thoughts.
Joe, you did a great job. You were a great friend. You kept the chaos to a minimum, but you knew that we had to be on the edge of disaster. I appreciated that. You loved living on the edge and then taking it all back. So thanks for everything, and enjoy the beer.
I appreciate that.
John Ritchie, this is Joe Wechter's day. Talk to us.
Joe, you set the standard for sports radio producer, man. You are the standard. And it was an honor to know you, and I will continue to be honored. I promise I will continue to know you, and can't wait to hear where your adventures take you.
Yeah, thank you.
Conklin also goes back to the 90s with Wechter. Nice. Joe, talk to us.
Here we go.
This is hard to be serious with this. I don't think I'm ever serious with this guy.
No.
Well, I owe everything to you, brother. I mean, thank you for getting me on the air and keeping me on the air and keeping me propped up and feeding me.
Well, I'll keep trying to keep you, fed.
Fed indeed.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Angelo, first off, let me say, Joe, you are beyond a doubt the winner of the week, okay? to use something from those days, you've won more than winner of the week. You've won WIP Hall of Fame as a cleanup hitter. Amazing. Angelo, Joe Wechter, your thoughts.
Well, I said this before. I owe my career to him because he saved me so many times. But beyond that, you know, his talent, his ability to pick out the exact right soundbite, the exact right sound effect, to keep everything rolling perfectly, to berate off the air any caller who was completely inappropriate. We didn't really cover that in any depth today, but that was a big part of it.
Let's leave that one out.
And to just be the guy who ran it all, and to be able to do that at the best radio station that does sports in America at this level for this long is mind-boggling. Now, the good news for you, Joe, is you will feel healthier very soon because these hours are killer.
Yeah.
But it's a tribute to the guys that are doing it now. You, Joe, and you, John, and James, and Rhea. God bless you, Rhea, that you're able to continue to do it all these years because you don't realize how hard it is until it's over. And Joe, it'll never be over for you now because you will live in immortality on the Hall of Fame wall. And all I could do is thank you for everybody at WIP for all the years when we were here and after we left. You've been an incredible, incredible attribute to what WIP does best. God bless you.
Well, Thank you very much. That was very nice. Very nice of you. Thank everyone. Thank everyone in here. Thank you for the honor, you know, the Hall of Fame, for those great, you know, 30-some years with Angelo. Great. I love working with the next show. It was really an honor to be part of that. And for everybody who'd listen, I just feel a lot of love. I love the station. I want it to be the best even after that. You guys have to take the mantle and run with it. Keep going. And I really appreciate it, everything today. This was a very, very nice day for me. Thank you.
The great Joseph Anthony Wechter Jr.
And, by the way, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a middle name.
That's one of the jokes long time ago. That part we made, a lot of what we did was inaccurate.
That's so good. Including his name.
Yeah, okay. I was just Joe Wechter.
Look at that. We got a John Ritchie fact of the day at the end of the show.
There you go. Well, Anthony.
Joe. It's amazing.
Pretend.
Joe, I'll say this to you, my man. There's a lot I could say. I'll just go with this. The Beatles said all you need is love. Yeah. And it's not actually true, because in radio, to have any chance of having any shot to be any good, you do need some love, but you need a lot more. You need a lot of help. You need a lot of help behind the scenes, and you need a lot of help on the air, and you provide it both, Joe. So I just want to say on behalf of the Delaware Valley, not just so much our show, our station, but on behalf of all that know you and love you, and we thank you, Joe. And we congratulate you on a stupendous career.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Joseph,
thanks, Joe.
I'm still going to say Anthony Wechter Jr. We thank him, and we thank everyone for listening. Joe and Hugh, as we salute Joe today, Joe and Hugh, they're up next.